It's a great day for five Americans. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're being set free now, ready to be flown out of Iran on a prisoner swap with the U.S. But Fox's Jonathan Savage reports there's more to it than that.
Around $6 billion of blocked Iranian funds were to be transferred from South Korea to banks in Qatar. Iran says this transfer has now taken place. The government in Tehran says five Iranians will also be released from prisons in the United States as part of the deal.
Republican Congressman Michael Waltz tells Fox he's happy for the Americans and their families, but
it frees up $6 billion of Iranian money for terrorism, for supporting Russia, and everything else that, and for the nuclear deal.
The Biden administration says the money can only be used for humanitarian purposes. Now, this is also breaking news right now. Hunter Biden is suing the IRS after two agents came out as whistleblowers claiming the president's son got preferential treatment in an IRS investigation that led to a tax evasion misdemeanor plea deal a judge rejected in July. Last week, Hunter Biden was indicted on a felony gun charge. The president is in New York City, and tomorrow will address world leaders at the UN General Assembly. Today he'll have two re-election fundraisers. His biggest rival, former President Trump, defiant as ever on NBC's Meet the Press after his four criminal indictments.
These are corrupt people that I'm dealing with. They're destroying our country. I don't even think about it. All I think about is making the country great, making America great.
He remains the front runner by far in the 2024 Republican race. A manhunt that started last night in Pennsylvania is already over. Nine juveniles who broke out of a detention center in Morgantown captured, the first four just before 6 a.m.
Basically banged on the door. They were done. They were tired. They were cold. We went there, took them into custody.
State Trooper David Baim says a short time later they found the rest four caught in a stolen truck.
One took off in the field. Taken into custody shortly thereafter.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
It's day four of the auto workers' strike at a GM plant in Missouri, a Stellantis facility in Ohio, and a Ford plant in Michigan.
General Motors and Ford were back at the bargaining table with the UAW, but so far, according to UAW President Sean Fain, progress has been slow, indicating that this strike could lead to more layoffs at auto plants where workers are not walking out.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble at the Ford plant in Wayne, Michigan, where production has stopped.
As we talk with workers here, a lot of them tell us, yes, they're striking for better pay and pension and health benefits, but something else comes up repeatedly, and that is the transition to electric vehicles and green energy, which the United Auto Workers Union president has criticized President Biden for.
Now, some Ford workers in Canada could also go on strike tonight. Now, speaking of flipping the switch to electric cars, tens of thousands of people flooded the streets of New York City in a massive protest just ahead of the UN world leaders gathering, calling for more to be done to fight climate change. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio Cortez addressed the crowd.
Right now, the United States continues to be approving record number of fossil fuel leases, and we must send the message right here today, right now, that that has got to end today.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly ahead of this week's trading. A giant comeback in the NFL.
Jones throws, end zone shot. It's caught by Hodgins for the touchdown.
That tied the game, and then the New York Giants beat Arizona on a late field goal 31-28 on Fox. The Cardinals led 20-0 at halftime. In the Sunday night game, Miami beat New England 24-17. The Dolphins are now 2-0. Also winning to stay undefeated, Atlanta and Baltimore and Dallas, San Francisco and Tampa Bay and Washington. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Upside Foods opening its first commercial scale production facility in Illinois. New facility located in Glenview. It's investing at least $141 million and creating a minimum of 75 new jobs with its new plant. Upside Foods is the first cultivated meat company to receive FDA approval. Reconstruction of Chicago's Jane Byrne Interchange is competing for the country's top transportation project. It's a finalist for the grand prize in the America's Transportation Awards, the top honor for state departments of transportation. Winning projects will be announced November 15th in Indianapolis. More details being revealed about a death investigation in Springfield. Police say an employee of the Veterans Association found Larry Robinson unresponsive last Wednesday in a home in the 1400 block of Reservoir Street during a welfare check. An autopsy determined his death a homicide, however, his cause not yet released. Anyone with more information, contact authorities. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yes, it's a Monday. Yes, we are past the halfway point of your ninth month already.
Wow.
Goodness, September 18th. It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. There's meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
What an event at the Wandale Sculpture Garden rededication. And Stevie, a lot of those folks there, including, I believe, Jeff Wandale, saying hello and thank you. Robin Hall, I got a picture with
Robin
him too.
Robin Hall and Jeff Wandale, two classics.
Right.
Wonderful people.
Are so instrumental in the history of Urbana Parks and Meadowbrook Park and the way it looks and the jazz walk. Man, learn more about the fall programming, urbanaparks.org.
Well, our meteorologist extraordinaire, Mr. Greg Solier, with idyllic fall weather and you said autumnal coming or something, right? It's that time of year?
Well, the old autumnal equinox.
Yeah.
And of course, you know what to do when that occurs, do you not? Let it in.
Days get shorter.
Let it in. Well, you know, knock, knock, you know, equinox.
Oh,
you let it in.
I don't remember that joke. I'm sorry. You want to set me up? Go knock, knock.
Do it
knock.
Twice a year. That's
Who's
it.
Who's there?
That's it. Now you got it. Yeah. So when the equinox, you let it in. Twice a year. That's it. We're done with it for now.
Well, we made it. What a fast year, isn't it? Man.
Yeah, it just keeps flying right by. But you know what? Weather is going to begin to hit the skids and brakes around here. There's that for a transition and segue. And really no sign of any real autumnal weather coming our way as we continue in an almost late summer-like mode on temperatures, a little boost on humidity, and folks clamming for a little more rainfall outside of that spotty stuff that we had here yesterday. Boy, they had a half a foot of rain in one of those old mesoscale southern Lake Michigan lows up around the south end of Lake Michigan yesterday, and no sign of that coming our way anytime soon, but a little bit of a wetter trend, but should not be enough to really curtail or idle up harvest in the eastern core belt if you're so inclined. Western sections, maybe some delay shaping up, but again, that's the worst of the drought, and there may be some severe weather over the next 48 hours over parts of the far southwestern corn belt and well back to the west of us. Out the door this morning, very pleasant, a hint of early autumn weather for now, but that will be changing as the week wears on, with a reading over at Willard and Savoy at 50 at Rantoul, 75 today. A little patchy fog and mist around here for the next few hours. Mostly sunny otherwise. Light north wind will bottom out at 48 to 52 for today. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Bit of a southeast to south wind, the high near 78. If you're going to be west of the Illinois and north of the Kankakee or I-80, there may be a couple of showers and thunderstorms there, but not here tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows down to the 50s. Mostly sunny, warm, 82 on Wednesday, 83 Thursday, 84 on Friday. We'll clock into the fall season here a little before 2 in the morning on Saturday, with a daytime high of 82, and then maybe a couple of showers and thunderstorms, spotty to scatter stuff here next Sunday and Monday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Aren't you taking care of horses
That's
at this
right.
hour of the morning?
I am, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Champaign County State's Attorney is Julia Reitz, who in fact, how many horses do I feed every morning? I can't remember.
Three now, unfortunately. I had four, but I lost one to colic earlier.
Oh,
so three.
Well, and I feel like that was an older one, right? Like 18?
Yes. Yes, I kind of have an old folks home of horses going on here.
I love it. And you ride them?
I do, yes. Yesterday, wow. It was a beautiful day yesterday. I got home. I went out over by Middle Fork with a friend, and we had a wonderful ride in the morning, and then I got home right before it started storming.
Yeah. All right. So you need therapy like that when you have to deal with bad guys.
They're my
prosecute people and things like that. Hey, so the cashless bail,
right.
Going on now as of today in Champaign County, I guess my first
I like to call it the pretrial detention system. You know, we keep saying cashless bail or that sort of thing.
Pretrial detention. Okay. So I guess my first question, Julius, why was there a need to change this?
Well, I don't know that there was a need, but there was a desire to be the first, and so the legislature pushed forward, and here we are. You know, was there a need? Is it going to make any difference when it comes to numbers of people in custody or safety? You know, that's the great experiment, and we'll have to do the research and see how it goes. But, you know, when I said I like to focus on pretrial detention aspect of it, I am hopeful that there are people who we would want detained who under the cash bail system were able to come up with ridiculous amounts of cash and be released, who will no longer be out on the street. You know, that was a problem with cash bail. We could set some exorbitant amount and people would be able to come up with the money and be out and then commit further offenses. And you'd see, you know, somebody out on bond commit some horrific offense.
So this that makes it sound like this is for rich people, right? I mean, because if you put $500,000, you only have to come up with $50,000, which is most people can't do that. So you're saying that was happening a lot in our town, our county?
Well, I wouldn't say rich people. I would say people with access to cash.
I see.
Who are not necessarily rich people.
Could be
not necessarily legitimate cash.
I got you. So it could be laundered money, drug money, things like that. Okay. Right. All right. So who? What's an example of cashless bail ain't working for you, fella? What are some examples where you're not getting out?
Felon in possession of a weapon. Well, I have to say, when you say you're not getting out, it's still up to a judge, right? Yeah. So the judge still has to make a decision. Just because someone's detainable doesn't mean that the judge is going to decide to detain them. But we are going to ask. You know, we are going to file the petition. We're going to make the argument. So felon in possession of a weapon is a detainable offense. You can't come up with some amount of money if you're a felon and you've got a gun and the judge says you're a danger, you're staying in custody.
What about violence?
Same with violence. Okay. And one of the things, you know, the original version of this act did not include a lot of offenses that were violent and dangerous. And so the amendments that we did in December expanded that list to include a lot of offenses that we were concerned about. So it's better now than it was originally.
I guess the perception of this, for me anyway, maybe I'm like other people, is to say, gosh, we're getting softer on crime. Is that true?
Well, when you say we... You know, again, I have to separate
our
between the legislature.
Right, I get it. But, I mean, in Champaign County, is it going to be better to be a criminal in Champaign County than Piatt County? Sure. I mean, how are we in relative to other counties around us?
Well, you know, we looked at the list of people who are in custody already on cash bond, and, you know, it's full of dangerous people. And so that's not going to change. You know, it's full of people who are charged with murder and, you know, gun violence and serious offenses. And that's not going to change. I mean, we're going to do our best to make sure that that doesn't change, that the people who are in custody are the people who should be in custody.
Okay. Are there more bad guys than when you started, Julia? You think that
are there more bad guys,
it feels like there's more shooting, certainly.
Right.
But I'm wondering, is your office busier? Do you notice an uptick in the last decade in our county for violent, let's just say violent crimes?
I absolutely see an increase in gun violence, in the types of weapons that people are that young people are using and carrying and having access to. It's amazing to me, you know, the type of the firepower that these young men are able to access. You know, the drum barrels and the amount of ammunition and the, you know, that it absolutely is an uptick, especially in the juvenile arena. You know, younger and younger people have access to greater and greater firepower. Absolutely.
What we used to
worry about in juvenile court was fights in schools. You know, right. Now we're looking at guns and.
Yeah, when they're really young. Do you think there's more mental health problems for youth these days?
I think there's more mental health issues all around and a extreme lack of access for services.
Yeah, we need that.
We just had that discussion as far as hospitals are concerned, too. Yeah. You know, we're all dealing with the mentally ill and not in the right places.
Well,
but you know what? For today, as far as this pretrial detention situation goes, we are ready. We have, you know, we are going to be making the arguments to detain the dangerous people. It's going to be up to the judge, but, you know, I'm very hopeful that in Champaign County we will not see, you know, a significant change as far as, you know, who we're holding and why we're holding them.
Is this to relieve the, you know, overcrowding of our jails, Julia?
Well, there's that argument. But again, I looked at the list of people we have in custody. And so the people who are in custody right now on cash bond, they can choose to stay on a cash bond or they could ask to have their bond reviewed. And so if they're in custody on what would be called a non-detainable offense, then we have 7 days to have that hearing. So I looked at the people in custody, and there's only maybe out of the, like, 300 people we have in custody, maybe 15 to 20 who might have that argument. You know, so again, the people that we're holding in custody are the right people. So I don't see, and actually, we might see an increase in the jail population because one of the offenses that is detainable is domestic battery, which, you know, that's a huge issue.
Yeah. Well,
so
listen,
we could see an uptick.
I appreciate the call and the update.
Yeah, listen, being spontaneous and joining us. Yeah. Thanks, Julia.
My friend Flicka and Trigger want their food, so you better get back to the
there
stable.
You go.
And tell Al,
they do.
Tell Al I'm thinking of appointing him as a judge. So
yes,
get ready.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, right now I'm doing all of this work because he is recovering from shoulder replacement surgery.
Man.
So I am on top of everything around here. But
just tell him to put some duct tape on it and let's go. Come on, Al. Come on, man.
He's ready for that.
Okay.
Listen, appreciate the update, and we'll stay in touch how this thing's working.
Yeah, check in with me. You know, let's check in again and see how it's going.
Okay,
all right. Because, like
good.
I said, this is a great experiment, and I'm, you know, happy to keep you advised about how it's going.
I would appreciate it, but based on what you said several times, it's kind of up to the judge. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is up to the judge, so we need to, you know, we're going to make the argument, and we'll see what he does.
Thank you. I appreciate you,
have
Julia.
A great
Thanks
day.
For calling in. We appreciate you.
All right. Have a great day, everyone.
You as well. Julia Reitz, Champaign County State's Attorney, spontaneous call-in. Mm-hmm. We texted her, 10 minutes ago?
That's right.
And she's feeding the horses, so we appreciate her calling.
Appreciate that. Release of arrested individuals without having them pay any financial amount.
Chapman's Towing phone line, Julia
Kicking
Reitz.
In today. Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got to talk about Illinois football, and I do have things to say on that. So
and a Cardinal winner.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, then.
There's that.
Cubs lost 4 in a row.
I know.
That wasn't good.
Diamondbacks swept them.
Not good at all.
Right.
Okay, so we'll come back with all of that in just a moment. We'll get your Fox Business Minute. Be right back. I tell you what, I'm going to tell you something very candidly about Illinois football. You don't want to miss this. Stand by. 7:20, it's Monday, September 18, and it's time for Fox Business 20 past on a beautiful morning across East Central Illinois. Be right back.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Grocery delivery company Instacart is expected to price its stock launch tonight and start trading tomorrow on the NASDAQ. The company's corporate name is Maple Bear. It's based in San Francisco. Instacart now is in more than 80,000 store locations. Saudi Arabia could be getting a Tesla factory. The Wall Street Journal says discussions are underway, and the Saudis are working with the Democratic Republic of Congo to supply metals and minerals needed to make electric vehicles. Shares of a couple of tech companies are losing ground after disappointing comments from Wall Street analysts. William Blair analysts say the next year for Dropbox appears lackluster, and SVB Moffitt analysts also use lackluster to describe the upcoming profit for PayPal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Got Emily Capagno, our friend from Fox, co-host of Outnumbered on the Fox News Channel, and host of the Fox Troop Crime Podcast, Emily Capagno, former Raiders cheerleader for the NFL. Very nice. We've had her on before. That'll be coming up. So we took on Penn State, 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Gorgeous day.
Yeah.
I don't like 11 o'clock too much in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Went to 8 o'clock CrossFit, had to hustle.
Oh, boy.
And so we got there 9:30, 10, chance to tailgate for 40 minutes. Got into our seats and everything was good. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it was.
A gorgeous day.
Loved it.
All right, as far as Illinois and their football future, I believe we're going to a bowl.
Okay, you're still on the bowl wagon.
I am, and remember I said this is a process when you change a culture. And so first year, better than expected, 5 wins. Second year, 8 wins, way more than we expected. Probably exceeded expectations by a lot. And then this, you know, running up a sand hill, you're going to slide back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So following the adjustments from the Kansas game, which was very disappointing, I thought we were back. I thought the defense was outstanding. If you don't turn the ball over 5 times, Penn State was beatable. Their quarterback was first year, was off on his accuracy, could have beat him. I said Friday, got to play clean. That means no turnovers. So we didn't do
okay.
that. And you can't, you're not going to beat a seventh-ranked team. But you don't do the turnovers. I believe it's a coin flip game
right.
with the seventh-ranked team. Johnny Newton was back. It's good to see him back and very active.
Yeah, blocked a field goal.
We had a really good defensive performance. So I do believe, obviously, got to beat Florida Atlantic. They were 48-14 losers to Clemson. So got to be Florida Atlantic, 2:30 Saturday here. Have to. And then you got, you know, Penn State, Minnesota, Northwestern, and Indiana that look to me very, very winnable. And that would put you at 6. And I said before the year, I don't care what you do, but you got to go to a bowl. And 6 is good for me. I was very hopeful after the game. I saw what I needed to see. And we played very competitively toward the end of the third quarter. And I was hoping we'd make the fourth quarter, but too many mistakes. Now, Brett Bielema was asked after the game, you know, about the interceptions. Like, what up?
Well, they threw him to the wrong guy, right? Just what it is. I understand third down plays, right? Like, but for us to be successful, who's ever in a quarterback, you can't have early down interceptions. We can't convert. We can't have that first drive, you know, come and not put ourselves in a position to come away with points.
It was such a good first drive. It was such a good first drive. And then we had, a penalty or lost some yardage or something, and then missed a 47-yarder. And that really was too bad because we were sliding down the field. Mm-hmm. It was working well.
So much. We put so much into the start of the game. I basically give them three keys every week. The first was to identify, adjust, and excel on the things that we did from last week to get to where we were this week. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I just asked all the coaches to identify issues, adjust, and excel the next day. And then we want to put it into game plan mode on Saturday. But the first football one was to start fast and play physical. And I thought for the most part, offensively, defensively, did that. That first drive to have it end that way was frustrating. And have a missed field goal opportunity. It was just a lot of things that didn't for you to beat the number one or the number 7 team in the country, you got to have those things work. And
it didn't. And so we lose 30-13. It was 30-7. But as opposed to Kansas, which is 34-7, then final 34-23, that wasn't that close. This was closer than 30-13. It was essentially a 13-7 game, and dang it, they scored again before half, got a field goal this time.
Yep.
But 13-7. I mean, Penn State looked up and said, man, we should be way up. Because they had turnovers. We had 2 or 3 turnovers in the first quarter.
Yeah, when you look at the stats, it was really a comparable game other than the 4 interceptions.
Well, and the fumble. We had 1 fumble in there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's why we lost. But we were competitive and I think tough enough to really toe-to-toe. I think the rest of the way. I'm probably not going to beat Iowa at Iowa, but I didn't think Cade McNamara looked very good. He's the Michigan quarterback that transferred to Iowa. I think it's okay.
Iowa's bumped up to number 24 in the AP poll. Now.
They're going to Penn State with a whiteout at Penn State, so they're going to lose that game.
Okay.
Anyway, Iowa's good. Wisconsin's pretty good. I think Minnesota, Purdue, very comparable. I think we might be a little better than those two. We got to be better in Indiana. We got to be better in Northwestern. And you got to be better in Florida Atlantic. So there's six wins in there.
If we stay healthy, we'll have some experience by those games.
Glad you said that. I take all that back if we lose a couple of key guys.
That's right.
You got to stay healthy. You lose some key guys. You're not going to get a 6.
But 13 different Illinois receivers caught passes during the game. Isaiah Williams leading the way with 5 catches for 63 yards, while Reggie Love III registered a team-high 12 carries for 55 yards on the ground.
Yeah. Okay. And Brett Bielema said, it's my fault. We didn't give our quarterback a good enough game plan, so the coach is taking it on him. Anyway, we were supposed to talk to Luke Altmaier today. Here's hoping that's still, who knows, following a game like that. Extra meetings.
I don't know.
We're scheduled every Monday to talk to Luke Altmaier, our quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I presume he'll be the starter. We had John Paddock come in, who's a grandson of John Wright. I didn't realize that. So you got some bloodlines going in there. So, and he came in, did fine. He was 1 out of 5 when he started, but finished strong through a touchdown pass.
Okay.
But, again, at that point in the game, you got some reserves in there. We saw some other running backs. The Gibson City kid got in there.
Yeah.
The Arcola kid got in there, right?
That's right.
Anyway, I think it's hopeful for a bowl, and I'm happy to see it because after Kansas, I didn't know. And so I saw what I needed to see, that we still have a good team. It's not a great team, but it's a good team. It's good enough to get to 6, I think.
Well, I'm feeling better. Thanks, Stevie.
I'm feeling better. I felt really good by halftime, even though it was 16-7. Penn State could have been up a lot more with the
turnovers. Yeah, that's right.
Just cannot give the ball up. And listen, they made some nice plays. A couple of interceptions are very, very impressive. A couple of really bad throws. So, I mean, remember, Luke Altmaier hasn't played a whole lot of football. He really hasn't. So he'll learn from it, and he's a great kid. So we'll see. But we got to go get Florida Atlantic, hunker down, get that win.
Jay Lehman will be coming in too to analyze, right?
Jay Lehman, 3-4 today. What's Jay say? What's Jay say?
That's right. It's
coming up. The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham and Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The president's son, Hunter Biden, is suing the IRS, accusing agents acting as whistleblowers in his criminal case of illegally releasing his tax information to target and embarrass him. $6 billion in Iranian oil money is unfrozen as part of a 5-for-5 prisoner swap being completed today.
The White House maintains that this is not a ransom payment because these are not U.S. taxpayer dollars. The five Iranians will receive clemency in exchange for the release of five American detainees, although two Iranians, according to the country's foreign minister, will stay in the U.S.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Nine juvenile escapees are captured in Pennsylvania. Four turned themselves in. The rest were in a stolen truck.
One took off in the field, taken into custody shortly thereafter.
State Trooper David Bain. The escape happened after a ride at the Abraxas Academy facility in Morgantown, Pennsylvania last night. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, Illinois' unemployment rate up slightly. The Department of Employment Security says the state's jobless rate increased by 0.1% last month to 4.1. Non-farm payroll jobs remain almost unchanged, dropping around 100 jobs in August. Champaign County Coroner's Office identifying the woman killed in a hit-and-run on I-72. Colleen Kyer was walking along the highway near Champaign Wednesday when she was hit, killed by a car. The driver didn't stop. An autopsy scheduled. An investigation is ongoing. Champaign Police has confirmed that their response to an apartment complex Friday is because shots fired there. Officers dispatched to the County Brook Apartments and found evidence of gunfire, including damage to a building. Nobody hurt and no arrests have been made. The investigation there is ongoing. Anyone with any information, you're asked to contact local authorities in this case. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign, Urbana, and Visiterate. Quiet spell of weather ahead across the region with the overall weather pattern taking on more or less a late summertime look and feel as we wind our way through the last of these official days of summertime. Welcoming in the weekend. Now the warmth continues on along with increased shower thunderstorm chances as well over the back end of the weekend and for next week too. Apart from that, there's some patchy fog around here for the early morning hours. A mostly sunny, pleasant day's worth of weather. Light north wind, 75 the high, down to 48 to 52 under a fair sky for tonight. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, a bit of a southeast to south wind. Highs will top out around 78 degrees. Down into the 50s tomorrow night, mostly sunny and warm with a south breeze for the day on Wednesday. Highs up to 82. Thursday, 83. Sunshine and 84 on Friday. Welcoming in the first day of autumn on Saturday with a high up to 82 and some scattered showers and thunderstorms next Sunday. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic University on Saturday, September 23rd. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, equipment try-on, live music, tailgating, and more. Get tickets as low as $15 for Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic, Saturday, September 23rd at fightingillini.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Emily Campagno, co-host of Outnumbered on the Fox News Channel, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno on Fox News Radio, will be available now with us. Emily, how are you?
Stevie J, thank you for having me on today.
Well, it's an honor and pleasure to have you on. I like your work. I think you're really good. What I don't get is when you do these promos for this true crime thing and it keeps you up at night, I'm going, Emily, right. Why do you want to be up at night? How come? Why?
Wait, you mean the hours that I work? Or
No. Just the content. You said keeps you up at night on your promo, and I'm going, I don't want to be up at night. I'm too scared. I don't want to be up at night. I'm scared.
I know. I'm the same. Like, I literally have to balance my entertainment with, you know, I'll watch a good serial killer, like, doing these. Yeah. And then I have to watch Hallmark Channel movies because I'm like, I have to sleep tonight. And I will literally lie in bed with my eyes wide open, like, clutching pepper spray. I can't do it. Right. So, yeah, don't worry. I'm right there with you guys.
But you said you love this area of reporting. You really enjoy this. How come?
I do. You know, I'm an attorney, and my background was criminal and federal. And what I love about this podcast, which this will answer your question, is, you know, the caliber of it is really unparalleled because the perspectives of the guests, they are the closest ones to the crime. So, or the story or the tragedy or whatever. So it's the FBI agent that elicited the confession after 42, you know, interviews, or it's the survivor, or it's sometimes the criminal himself. We've had a few on. The family member of the missing, the small town detective who never gave up. Like the stories that we hear, they are so compelling. They are so gripping because these people lived it and it's their story to share. And the lens through which I bring my questions and course the conversation are that legal background, that criminal attorney background. And so I hope that the listener is as enriched as I am when I interact with these guests and hear their stories and amplify them through, again, the lens of me being an attorney. So, you know, I love this stuff as a human. Like, I grew up reading, you know, Stephen King and telling ghost stories. Yeah. But as an attorney and a citizen, I love knowing how I can help others or how I can help steward our resources for the betterment of society, for justice, and what that looks like.
Yeah, I'm more of a walk with Goofy at Disneyland kind of guy. But anyway, it's this is heavy duty. Is there people that, I mean, I would think every single really bad, bad person is wackadoodle, absolutely mentally off their rocker and scary.
Yeah. And there's also human people that do bad things. Hmm. There's bad people that do bad things. There's good people that do bad things, if you want to sort of slice it up in those boxes that way. And we dive into that too. And we have a lot of, I've had the honor of having members of the elite behavioral analysis unit from the FBI on, and we discuss that and we talk about that, you know, psychologists and the where's and the why's and the backgrounds and these people who are so committed to justice and so committed to doing right by your tax dollars, doing right by other humans, that they get to that source. They find out the why. I mean, some incredible confessions that we hear about the perspective of the agent, you know, and got, went to the childhood home and hear what the family says and the atrocious stories of the background of these monsters. But that doesn't absolve the monster, because we also hear the victims and their families and the impact it's had on generationally and the impact on the agent. So you're right. I mean, there's evil out there, but there's a lot of advocacy and there's hope and there's faith out there too. And that always outweighs the evil.
So is this all part of your true crime podcast? And will you be bringing this stuff up during your Crime Con 2023 appearance in Orlando?
Woo! Yeah, thank you for that. I'm so excited. I've never been to a con before. I'm like, do I get to dress up? Yeah, so the pod, it released in February, or launched in February, and we have two episodes a week. However, this week that we are in, we have one every day. We're doing a stunt week in the lead up toward Crime Con this weekend. And I'll be part of Crime Con. I'll be on stage with an incredible guest there. And then I'll be doing a ton of meet and greets, and we'll have a booth there. And then that interview that I get to do there that we've brokered, that will be its own episode later. So there's no shortage of content. There's no shortage of ways to interact that listeners can have with me and the team. And it's really fantastic.
And you enjoy going out and meeting people and talking selfies, all that stuff?
I don't love the selfies, but I really love talking with other people. I love connecting with other people. I feel like that's me as a person. I really love connecting with others. And when I can do it in person, that's my happy place. So yes, I really love talking with other people. And I should say, I really love listening to other people.
Do you have to still fly commercial, or are you at the jet level with Fox? Come on. You need a better agent if you're not at the jet level. Come on, Emily. What the heck? You can't fly commercial. You gotta have a ball cap on. You'll be recognized for crying out loud.
No, I'm definitely in the back of commercial. I've only been on a private jet one time because I happened to be at an event where someone else had it and we were going to the same place and they invited me. It was incredible. I felt very fish out of water. It was really amazing. And thank you to Govier Loan for that experience. But that was it. Most of the time I am right there with everyone and I walk to work. So I'm all normal.
It's Emily Campagno. She's the star. We got another minute or so with her. Okay, so the creep out in Washington, I should say alleged creep, the murder, the knife thing in Washington State, are you tracking any of that? Because he sure looks like a strange dude. I don't know.
Yeah, Covert, that's in Idaho. Exactly.
Idaho, so that's it.
Yeah, and that's really, okay, I love that you said that, because that's partly what played a part in the logistics here. So that was right across the border of Idaho. So while the crimes took place in Moscow, Idaho, it's just a few miles from the border of Washington. And he was living in Pullman at the time, which is the situs of Washington State University. And what's interesting is so obviously the jurisdiction is squarely Idaho, but Idaho has the death penalty and Washington does not. And it's an interesting interplay as this unfolds. You're right. He certainly gives me the creeps to look at him. He's innocent till proven guilty, but a lot of signs are pointing to that. And this has been, yes, a horrific tragedy that has forever impacted that community and that state. I lived in Washington for a long time. I went to University of Washington. I love the Pac Northwest, and my heart goes out to all of everyone who are affected. And you know, that class, by the way, the students that were killed, that was the largest incoming freshman class that Idaho had ever had.
Wow.
And now imagine the impact that it has. So right as they were getting back from COVID. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Emily, keep up your good work. Again, people can find all your stuff. How?
Anywhere. The podcast is available literally everywhere. It's free. Download at Apple, Spotify, or subscribe at foxnewspodcast.com. I would be honored if you would give it a listen. BDJ, I was honored to come on today. Thank you for having me.
I'm honored to be your new agent. We need private aircraft Emily. private aircraft and somebody to walk with you to work, because the security thing is necessary these days. So we need Secret Service or something for you. We'll get that in the new contract. Emily, keep up your fine work. We appreciate you on Outnumbered and all your other projects. Keep it going. You're doing great.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Emily Campagno, spelled Campagno.
Mm-hmm.
Former, we didn't get into
Raiderette.
Raiderette, I guess. Mm-hmm. She's talked about that before. But an attorney at law. Co-host of Outnumbered on Fox News in the morning. I think it's 11 our time. And does the Fox True Crime podcast. But seriously, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't host that. They say, "Hey, Stevie J, I'm a happy dude. I don't want to be
right
around the evil."
It would get layered into your psyche, kind of thing, when you're researching all the stories and all the evil that goes on in some of these crime
and
stories.
And there is flat out evil. There's a lot of mental illness, but there's evil, a lot of evil. And so she's digging into the heavy duty, the Nancy Grace stuff. Nancy Grace is famous for covering stuff like that. So. But she enjoys it. I don't know.
That's right.
Kids will be kids, I guess. 7:45. We got to get to a sports headline. Haven't done one of those yet.
You're right, and especially with the Cardinals winning 6-5 over Philadelphia, I'm looking forward to this Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Busch Stadium, Jordan Walker took extra bases away from Kyle Schwarber on the very first play of the game, a diving catch. And then Walker did this in the eighth inning. The pitch. A swing and a long one. Left field. Walker just gave the Cardinals the lead. Home run. Home run number 16. 6-5 Cardinals in the eighth inning. Ryan Helsley got the save. The Cardinals beat the Phillies 6-5, Ricky.
Nice game offensively, too, for Paul Goldschmidt, who homered, doubled, picked up three RBIs. His home run was his 25th. Cardinals got a save from Ryan Helsley. There was some noise in the ninth inning, but Helsley picked up save number 11 as the Cardinals avoided the sweep at the hands of the Phillies.
Adam Wainwright goes for number 200 against the Brewers tonight.
I'm so excited about that. We're looking forward to Adam pitching well here at home.
We're on the air at 5:50. Ricky has the lineups at 6:35. First pitch thrown by Waino at 6:45.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So 6:45, first pitch here on ESPN 93.5, and Waino tonight against Milwaukee.
Totally interested. I haven't watched much of the Cardinals recently, but I am interested tonight. And the Milwaukee Brewers, obviously, they're playing so well in the second half. They've just run away with the Central Division. Can Waino, he's got to get some runs, man. You're going to have to get 5, 6, 7 runs for him. But one more to get the 300.
That's three
more chances. Tonight at San Diego and home Cincinnati.
Okay.
That's your last three shots for Adam Wainwright to hit 200.
Oh, man.
He'll be in rare air.
The team's really rallying and trying really hard.
Oh, sure. I mean, they really want him to get his 200. They got to score, and Waino's got to pitch well. And he's got to get to 5 full innings. You can't qualify for a win unless you pitch 5 full innings.
Okay.
I'm really rooting for him. He'll be one of 100 pitchers that have done that. In the history of baseball, there's not a lot. So
the Cubs, dang it. They were swept by the Diamondbacks. 6-2 was the final yesterday.
They went from a solid footing to clinging by their fingernails.
Right. Tied with Miami, I think, for a playoff berth.
Last playoff berth, but there's guys up. It's really close. They got Pittsburgh and they got Colorado. They got to beat them almost every night. To secure, they're not hitting, they're not doing well right now. They were on such a flow, but the Cubbies have lost 8 of the last 10. They can't do that and make
the
playoffs,
right.
And they're still in it. So they just got to turn it around. They're playing teams they can beat. So you just got to go take care of business beginning tomorrow night at home against Pittsburgh, I think.
Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox. They've got a game against Washington. Tampa Bay over the Bears, 27-17.
Are the Bears the worst team in football again?
No.
Are they? I don't know.
No.
I don't know. they're not very good. Tampa wasn't supposed to be any good, and they've won 2 in a row. They're 2-0. Bears are 0-2. I thought the Bears could win yesterday.
Well, I thought Baker Mayfield with the Rays. Buccaneers is doing good. I don't know.
The Chicago Bears, do you know who they play this week?
No.
At Kansas City.
I see.
Good night.
That's a tough start.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes, if anybody saw the quarterback thing on Netflix.
I know.
You don't ever want to try and beat Patrick Mahomes, because if he's got any tools at all and he's healthy, good luck.
Dang it.
Went into Jacksonville and beat the Jaguars. That was a pretty good win. Jags are good. But Patrick Mahomes going 0-2. Joe Burrow, they just paid him $275 million. Cincinnati's 0-2, and he tweaked his calf.
Right.
Wow.
So then we had Indy over Houston, 31-20, I believe. Atlanta beats Green Bay 25-24.
Yeah.
Ha, take that, Packers. And your New Orleans Saints at Carolina for Monday Night Football tonight.
Yep. Okay, it's 10 till.
Of course, we've got Florida Atlantic coming up at 2:30 on Saturday, so we'll be live at Pia's on Friday. So start to take note of that if you want to win some tickets.
Yep.
Lots of things we're handing out, giving away. Illinois Golf also finished 10th in that.
You know what that proved?
Had a lightning delay and all that at Olympia
Here's
Field.
Here's what that proved. They're human.
Right.
And they're young. But the fact that they went out west and won a tournament with a bunch of new guys, you lose all your leaders, and they still go win their first tournament.
Yeah.
And they were playing some of the best teams in the nation. So watch what happens as Mike Small develops these kids, as he always does. For over 20 years, he's been doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bring kids in that aren't the top golfer, but become the top golfer.
That's right.
Boy, I need him to help me. No, he wouldn't do that. Yeah. Johnny noted that when we played a few times with Mike, his game went down. So after he quit playing with us, he kept winning tournaments.
Yeah.
So I think there's a correlation.
What's that saying?
It's like, kind of like looking at the sun when you see my swing. Yeah. Whoa. Okay. Brett Bielema after the game against Penn State.
All right. Start off with a statement.
Obviously give credit to Penn State, number 7 ranked team in the country for a reason. Give them the ability to, obviously, I thought at halftime coming in, our guys would breathe a little bit. As bad as things went offensively in the first half, I thought we'd kind of responded in the proper way at the end of the second quarter, and I thought we'd come back out and do a continuation of what we did, but we just couldn't overcome. Anytime you have 5 turnovers, 4 picks, and one fumble, it doesn't matter how well you play on defense, you're not going to have success. So we got to do a really good job of cleaning that up. I do want our guys to know that there were some positives out there. There were good things that happened, some of our guys individually, but also collectively. We've made some stops. I think our defense, many times they were given the ball in bad situations to put their foot down and give up a field goal at best. It was a really good testament to them. I thought special teams, our guys again continued to battle. We blocked a field goal, put a hand on, I think, did they count that? They got a hand on the ball. Ryan Mead on a punt design that Dish had come back to me on Tuesday and we felt really strong about. So, just classic point there, right? Gets the side of his hand and, the score of the game right there. If we get our hands on it, that's what literally changes games, right? So, dollar short in many different ways. I'd like this football team. 3 games into it, we're a 1-2 team going into our last non-conference opponent. So we got a week to get our boat right and play well against FAU.
That's what we got to do. Just go get the boat right. Again, Toledo's undefeated. Kansas is undefeated. And Florida Atlantic lost 48-14. So, again, I don't know, have any idea what the points are. We just have to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a must. But I said earlier in this hour, I do believe we're going to make a bowl game. But this is a must. And you can't lose top people to injury. So those are my asterisks.
That's right. Now, we'll hear more, of course, during the drive. We're looking forward to the conversation. Luke Altmaier is up. It's brought to you by Crossroads Contractor Supply, First Federal Savings Bank, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, and Brian Hansen, State Farm Insurance.
Luke Altmaier will be on after 4. Jay Layman after 3. And if you miss that, it'll be replayed in the 5 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss what All-American linebacker Jay Layman thinks. I have no idea what he thinks of the game, what he thought of the game. He's doing some Big Ten studio work, and if you've seen him, he lights up the studio up there. Great
sure
move
does.
By the Big Ten to bring him back this year in studio.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll have the proper analysis, so if you're not sure what to think, listen to Jay. So there's that. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase their team, and there's all kinds of different opportunities. You can learn more at carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champagne and Banham this Saturday. A delightful spell of late summertime weather ahead. Matter of fact, the feel of mid to late summertime across parts of the plains in Midwest in the coming days. And those climbing for a little more rainfall coming off just the spotty stuff of yesterday. Now, it looks like over the back end of the weekend is the vanguard to a wetter weather pattern briefly into next week. In the meantime, just some patchy fog around here for early this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Pleasant light north wind up to 75. Lows tonight at 48 to 52 under a fair sky. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Southeast to south breezes. High near 78 degrees. We'll level off into the 50s tomorrow night. Mostly sunny and warm for the day on Wednesday up to 82. Sunshine at 83 on Thursday. 84 on Friday. Over the weekend, we'll welcome in the old fall and autumnal equinox a little before 2 in the morning on Saturday. High temperature up around 82. And the mention of rain is held off until Sunday and Monday of next week with high temperatures around 80. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I have no idea what that ting is. I have no idea.
It's a good idea popping into your head, Stevie.
I have, yeah, there you go. That's exactly right. Just ideas that flow from my brain. I don't know what that is.
I don't have the text line up. It could be a chime with us getting some text. So that's my mission now is to find out that.
I have no idea. No idea how the operation works. First day. I don't mean to do that. Just did. All right. We're going to break for the news at the top of the hour. We got a guy on as a former addict. I do enjoy picking the brain of addicts because they've been there, done that, been on most of the time. People we talk to have been on death's doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
And something turns them around. And sometimes it's God. Sometimes it's something else. I don't know what this guy. But he's saying that the younger people today are backing off drinking. Anecdotally, do you see that, Diane?
I do not.
Mm-hmm. So,
I have a lot of, you know, younger 20s in my zone. And I just feel like, and you know, coming out of COVID and a lot of these classes didn't have a proper graduation, didn't have prom, didn't have their first few years of college. To me, that's a factor, is that they just didn't have the social aspect in these early kind of drinking years. And now they're over the top.
Yeah, I think binge drinking on our campus at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign has been going on a long time. They don't just go drink. They drink to forget. What are they trying to forget, doctor? I mean, really? Because they want to get
down some pain somewhere.
Something, because you get that drunk, you can't accuse anybody of anything.
Right.
You get a crime committed. You won't remember. You're not.
That's right.
You can't testify.
You're blacking out.
You can't. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's something going on with the kids, where they feel so inadequate today because social media has taught them how deficient they are, and that's that is bad, man. It's just disconcerting for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We have the largest freshman class ever at the University of Illinois. Over 8,000 students. I saw Chancellor Jones over the weekend.
Oh, good.
Saw him.
And I had saw him at the United Way event on Thursday evening, the Pillar Celebration. And boy, they're out to a good start to help our community.
United Way.
Speaking of that, Community Foundation of East Central Illinois is hosting their board match expo at the Champaign Library 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow. So Genevieve Kirk has all the details for our nonprofits as the excellent director coming up.
All our guests, including Emily Capagno from Fox News on the Tapman's Towing phone line. We all like Jim Hampton. Good dude.
Mm-hmm.
I told him he ought to do his own radio show. We'll start at midnight to 6.
Why not? He's got a great voice.
Yeah. Might have to have the delay ready.
I see.
Get kind of mad at these. He's a guy that doesn't tolerate stupid.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to break. Be right back. Thank you for listening. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J, and the news is next, 7:58.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.